Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, November 4, 2013. Palestinian man dies of wounds sustained by Israeli troops' gunfire, and soldiers invade West Bank communities and injure two civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian young man was pronounced dead on Monday afternoon due to wounds he sustained during clashes with Israeli soldiers in occupied East Jerusalem 4 years ago. Rami Al-Zabalani, 27, was hit in the heart by Israeli army bullets 4 years ago during clashes between local youth and Israeli soldiers who invaded Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City. Local sources said that the injury caused heart problems for Al-Zabalani and was getting treatment in different hospitals and died today after his heart stopped working. Earlier on Monday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded different parts of occupied West Bank and kidnapped at least 8 Palestinians. 2 Palestinians were also shot and injured by army fire near Jenin. Kidnappings and home searches were reported in Jerusalem, Hebron and Bethlehem cities. Elsewhere, 2 Palestinian youth were shot and injured by Israeli military fire after dozens of soldiers invaded Jabba town south of the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Dozens of residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. Local sources announced that the 2 men were slightly wounded after getting hit by rubber-coated steel bullets in their legs. Both were moved to a local hospital for treatment. In other news, the Israeli military's advocate general ruled that Palestinian villages can continue to be used for Israeli military trainings under the principle of belligerent occupation. This is an Israeli military concept that allows its soldiers virtual impunity with regards to their behavior in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip under the pretext that the Israeli military is the sovereign authority over the entire territory. This edict contradicts international law and numerous United Nations resolutions that questions the Israeli claim to sovereignty over all Palestinian land. The Israeli military frequently invades Palestinian towns and villages with soldiers running through streets and alleyways with loaded automatic weapons, ransacking homes and terrorizing residents for the purpose of training. When a human rights organization filed a challenge to this practice earlier this year after several particular egregious training raids, the Israeli military said that they would respond to the complaint. Today, several months later, the military ruled that the trainings are all in accordance with the decades of martial laws as it applies to the Israeli military occupation of Palestinian land in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 4th, 2013 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.